Welcome, everybody, to the Big Tuesday version of your favorite morning program. It is a pleasure to have you with us this morning. I got some really cool email over the last 24 hours. Some people via Facebook and email and so forth. Very complimentary of the show. And that, you know, it just makes you feel good. You know, you get a little boost every once in a while. Most of the time, it's like, what are you guys doing? You people are odd. Yeah. Have you ever had this happen? I was at a gathering over the weekend and talked to somebody who does not listen to talk radio. And I understand that. I was one of those people for a very long time. Until I had a job where I was out and about driving a lot, I didn't really listen to talk radio. A friend of mine turned me on to a local talk radio show, and I was fascinated by it. Just absolutely fell in love with it. I thought it was great. But I didn't really listen to it. Well, anyway,
these people are getting paid to do this.
That's really. It's like, what's
man? How do I get into that give business?
Surely they aren't paid much. So I was talking to somebody, and the question always comes up when you're in a crowd, and somebody finds out what you do for a living, or you know what we do for a living. Well, what do you talk about? How do you answer that question? What would your answer be to that question? My standard answer is this. Do you have dinner with your family and sit around and talk around the table? Yeah. That's what we do. Only it's to 20 million people, and we get paid to do it, and we have coffee.
We put the topics into a big hat. And Tom reaches in there and pulls out a topic.
Sure. Yeah, Tom's one of the...
Don't blame me for the direction this show goes. I'm just along for the ride, man. Holding on for dear life.
Okay, yeah, I do pick most of the topics that we talk about. Sometimes when it's sports, you get to choose.
Okay.
Sometimes when it's... the rest of the time I'm the one that picks the rest of it. I pick it. But you're always welcome to contribute.
Uh-huh.
You know, if there's something you want to talk about, you're always welcome to come in and say,
I bring up stuff and you go, no, we're not talking about that. Mm. No, we're not talking about that.
When was the last time I did that? Huh? When was the last time? Okay, yesterday, but other than that. Well, the things you bring up you want to talk about are usually...
Yes.
They're usually... I'm not talking about your political leanings.
Ah.
You bring in these weird stories of like guys in China that have bolted themselves to... trees or something. It's
human
just,
oddities.
Yeah,
those are interesting.
No, man, they're gross.
Well, they are that, but they're interesting.
The TV show Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Yeah,
I can't watch that show. I just can't.
You didn't realize there was so much weirdness in the world.
Well, you know, if it was today on Ripley's Believe It or Not, the world's tallest man, the world's biggest block of cheese.
No, that would be boring.
No, it wouldn't. I would be interested.
We want the guy who can pull his bottom lip up over his head.
Today, a guy that can snort snakes. What? I don't want to see this disgust. Why? And I don't like the freak show at circuses.
I don't like that either.
Well, they don't
carnival.
Those. They don't have those anymore.
Oh, yes, they do.
For the most part.
No, no. I actually know a woman that quit her job in Florida.
Well, if they do, they don't call them that anymore.
Yes, they do.
Where?
It was a travel...
In Florida? Well, in Florida,
no,
okay.
No, it was a traveling carnival, and the really cool, funky thing was she left Florida and joined a traveling carnival. I kid you not, living out of a motorhome, traveling around the country.
See the world.
I came up here, and about three or four...
She didn't grow a beard first, but she's seeing the world.
3 or 4 months after I came up here, I got an email from her saying, hey, the road show is going to be in Milwaukee. You ought to come see it. So for the weekend, we happened to be in Milwaukee. I stopped at the car. It was labeled freak show. She was the woman that got her head cut off, could hold a light bulb in her hand and, you know, electricity. It's all a bunch of who. But then they had the host of the show was, I kid you not, and it was really hard to watch. The host of the show, the guy that emceed it, was a man that had had an accident as a child, and he was gone from the waist down. He walked on his hands. He had, I mean, from the hips down, gone. And I'm like, how does that work? How do you do that? I'm fascinated, but creeped out at the same time. And that's the draw, man. Mm. You're creeped out and fascinated. Ugh. How did we do this? How did we get on this subject? Why are we on this subject? All right, let's get things rolling. Let's get things started up. We have some great information for you this morning.
About a man who drives a spike with his forehead.
That's better than driving it into his nose. You've seen the people that'll take a roofing nail and drive it through
okay.
their head?
No.
Yes,
no.
They will.
I hate when that happens.
You know when you take a meat thermometer yeah. and you just shove it right in your head? I hate that when that happens.
I had a great day today, y'all. I slept all day today. Yeah. Fellow sleepers? Yeah. Thank you. Oh, man, because the hotel that I'm staying at, they put us up at a great hotel, and they got those curtains that when you close them, it blocks out all the light from outside. Yeah, they're supposed to help you sleep. They call them blackout curtains. Well, I call them coma curtains. I close them things. I passed out right there on the floor. Well. Y'all don't know. I slept for 14 straight hours. Yeah, you ever sleep so long the people in your dreams are trying to wake you up? It's like they copped an attitude on me all of a sudden. They're like, man, you've been sleeping for 14 straight hours. Wake your ass up. We ain't doing no more stuff.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.